Music, me, Tom Ravenscroft. I'm delighted to have Nine Inch Nails on the phone. Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, how are you doing? You both all right?
We're great, thanks.
Yes, good, thanks.
Lovely speaking to you. Kind of as men of many projects, are you kind of crazy busy at the moment, busy as always?
Yeah, right now we are realizing the depth of the hole that we've dug for ourselves.
Okay.
So we're heading out to play these shows starting in June, and you know, a number of things we're kind of deep in the midst of right now creatively in the studio.
When you work, do you like to spin lots of plates at the same time, or would you rather kind of work on one thing, sort of focus on that, finish it, put it aside and start on the next thing?
Actually, we kind of like the spinning plates thing.
Okay.
It enables a deep dive into one kind of emotional territory that can be alleviated by diving into kind of the same one on a different one.
Sure, a little bit of chaos.
We get bored quickly. So
okay.
A couple days on something, and then we find alternating to the other thing often inspires each other in a way.
So listen, let's talk about your gigs. You're doing a tour over here in June, so you're gonna have to kind of get back into gigging mode. I guess it's not a particularly huge tour for you, kind of historically. Would you regard this as a small tour in June?
What we started experimenting with last year was, rather than the traditional Nine Inch Nails kind of career span has been disappear for several years, make an album, come out, and then tour for anywhere from a year to 2 years in a stretch.
Yeah.
Then be burnt out, hate each other, disappear for a while, repeat the process.
Sure.
See if anybody still cares. But what we've sort of pivoted into experimenting with was kind of staying in a mode where we're always ready to play and recording at the same time. So also reflects our kind of, you know, lifestyle as family people as well. Played a handful of shows. This year we're playing, you know, a few months worth of shows. So far it's been pretty cool. You know, it kind of requires, again, it's another thing to always kind of keep simmering rather than complete immersion into one thing. And you know, what we find when we finish a tour is, you know, the art of writing music or recording in the studio has been forgotten because it's been replaced by live performance guy, you know, so
yeah,
trying to keep everything ready for action. So far, it's worked out pretty well.
Okay, so you're doing the Cure's Meltdown Festival. You've been asked to do this. How did this come about? Are you kind of big Smith fans?
We both absolutely love the Cure, Robert Smith. I've been a lifelong fan.
Same here.
And to hear, you know, to be asked, it didn't take much thought on our part. Tell us where to be, when.
So it's the 25th anniversary of the Meltdown Festival. So were you kind of aware of the festivals already? They've been kind of going on for a while. It's been a real kind of diverse mix of bands that are playing there.
Yes, I was aware of it, and it's always good. I think it seems like one of the most interesting creative festivals there is on the planet.
How do you plan for a gig these days? With such a huge back catalogue, do different records from your past kind of come back into your consciousness, and you kind of suddenly, I don't know, start kind of falling for old records and kind of loving old records more than others? Is it a kind of constant process?
Yeah, it's strange. It's different things become relevant in different ways. You know, like typically before we embark on an outing, we kind of have a conversation between everybody. Is there anything anyone feels strongly about material-wise? And if not, what I'll do is kind of listen back to everything. And, you know, different things emerge. There's a few that rarely make the list, and there's a few that pretty much always make the list. But the main criteria is just something that we still feel we can relate to, or we can bring something to that's not painting by numbers. But, you know, the song, we're just kind of vessels to deliver them. And they were written from our DNA, and a lot of them surprise us with still being relevant to us, you know, and they need to be for us to be able to play it with any sort of conviction.
You're also doing another gig in the UK coming up, is that right?
That is right.
Yeah, we're going to play on June the 24th at the Royal Albert Hall, and we're going to bring Black Moth Super Rainbow with us.
This is the you guys haven't performed here for a while, right? Is it 2014 you were last here?
That's what Someone just emailed me that is the last time.
Is that did it seem more recent than that? Does that seem right in your head?
Time has become a strange, blurring, weird folding fabric. That
it's a bit like water.
Yeah, like kind of folding. When you're kind of traveling through space, you're just kind of folding it now. You don't quite know where you start and where you're ending up.
That's right.
Okay. But I have to ask you about the trilogy of EPs. We're due one this year, right?
You are due. You know, and I'll tell you, because I've kept a pretty low profile on this, and you happen to be the first person we've been speaking with. We started out, you know, with a pretty rigid concept of what the three EPs were going to be.
Yeah.
You know, having not written them all, but had kind of blueprints for the trajectory and the sound. And then as we finished the last one, Ad Violence, and started work on what we thought was going to be the third EP, you know, we found ourselves, it felt too predictable. You know, it felt like what we'd originally, the map we'd kind of drawn out, the plot line, it felt like we were forcing things musically and storytelling wise, and just the whole trajectory. We thought it was a brief phase and we kept at it, and it still inherently felt wrong. So the reason this has been a little bit delayed is it took us a while for what has become the third EP to reveal itself to us.
Okay.
It mattered, and it was a kind of left turn surprise. So it took us a while to wrap our heads around it. But we're in the process of finishing that right now, and that should be out before these shows take place.
Okay, great. And it's going to be kind of not what everyone expects, perhaps.
It's not what we expected it to be.
Okay, well, that's even more intriguing. And have you got any more plans in the pipeline? Is there any kind of film scores to come? Any kind of more instrumental work?
Yeah, we've been, well, kind of what we do for therapy, when whether we have a project lined up or not, is just compose. We've taken on a couple different sizable projects that will see the light of day, but I can't tell you what they are yet. But that's what's been keeping us busy, as well as doing anything else stuff too.
Okay, well, it's particularly beautiful stuff. And thank you so much for talking to us. Albert Hall, Sunday the 24th of June, also playing at the Meltdown Festival. Thank you so much, Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, Nine Inch Nails. Thank you for talking to us. Absolutely delightful. Cheers.
Thank you.